I'm originally from Canada, actually. I got into real estate fairly early, was in real estate throughout the boom in South Florida, which was pre-construction sales for pre-construction condos and everything downtown Fort Lauderdale. Once the crash came, it hit pretty hard. A lot of my colleagues lost their jobs. So Kyle and I started our own business online, which has allowed us some freedom as far as where we can live. About 5 years ago, we went down to Costa Rica, almost on a whim, actually, found an advertisement for it. And we thought, hey, let's go check it out. And we spent a couple months down there, and I actually did some real estate there. We thought about other countries, but everything else is a little far away. And with the language barrier with Asia, I think Spanish is a lot easier to learn. Not to mention, it's very inexpensive to fly from the United States to basically anywhere in Latin America. So those were kind of factors. Plus, we really like Latin people. The culture, they're so open and so friendly, and we really like that. When we went to Costa Rica originally, we spent a little bit of time in San Jose, and the weather was actually great there, but we didn't want to live in the city. The next 3 months, we spent at the beach. Little tiny surfer town, which was extremely hot, very buggy, lots of scorpions, moths the size of birds. I think year round going through that kind of heat is pretty harsh. I mean, you can't really do anything in the middle of the day. If you have to shop or you need to do anything, go get breakfast or whatever, you do that early in the morning, and then you just kind of stay indoors. Early evening, you can go back out again. But now, you were talking about the Altiplano regions. We had absolutely no idea. You think of Guatemala and you just automatically think, oh, it's the whole country is going to be very hot. But where we are now in Antigua, it's the weather is perfect. You really couldn't get much better. It's 75 to 79 at the very most during the day. And then as soon as the sun goes down, it's very cool. Sleeping weather is beautiful. No, we don't have heat or air conditioning. If you're on vacation, the beach and the sun and the heat, and you're in a bathing suit all day, or retired yet and sipping margaritas on the beach. But if you're actually trying to live day to day like that, it does get pretty old. You have to get into your car because you have to run to the other side of town, and you can't even sit in your car because you're soaking wet. When we first discussed, for real, moving down to Latin America, right at the beginning, we were both very, very excited. We tend to get very gung-ho when we get a new idea and we're all in. So right away, we started selling all of our things and everything. And halfway through that process, I think we both started to get a little bit of cold feet, like, what are we doing? Is this the right thing? And we were having constant garage sales. And a lot of the people that were coming to buy our things, we'd tell them that we were moving to Guatemala. And half the people would say how brave we were, and the other half of the people would be like, oh, you must be crazy. What are you missionaries? Why on earth would you go there? Hearing people call us crazy, it put a couple of doubts in our mind, and I definitely had periods of time where I was wondering if we were doing the right thing, but we just kept saying, if it's not the right thing, we can always go back. It doesn't have to be permanent. If we don't like it, we can leave. When we first started talking about moving to Latin America, we were just going to go back to Costa Rica because that's where we had been. I found your show, and just everything that we heard on the show really started pointing us in other directions. And we didn't really realize that the other countries were even on the list, that it was going to be safe enough for us to go there, or developed enough. We're finding it very, very, very inexpensive compared to what we were coming from, definitely compared to Costa Rica. I think when we first started listening to your show, we realized right away that you were different than a lot of the other seminars and magazines and other programs out there that were targeting expats and people wanting to move down to Latin America. I think a lot of the seminars, magazines, websites, all of that is geared towards selling you something. I think a lot of them are geared towards selling you real estate. I know a few websites that were geared to trying to get people to Costa Rica, they were selling vacant lots and making a killing. So here's all these people going down looking at renderings of these beautiful complexes and pre-construction buildings and how wonderful this is going to be. And now this is 7 years later and there's still nothing on these vacant lots. And I think that there's a lot of people just preying on vulnerable and gullible Americans just wanting to buy into the dream and they'll just believe anything. So I think a lot of these seminars were just playing on that. Other good things about the seminar, it was really amazing to meet other people who were so like-minded and also wanted to leave the U.S. for similar reasons as we did. Also, as far as business context, down the road, we decide to partner up maybe with some of these people that we've met. Not to mention, we've become good friends with a lot of them as well. I think just even leading us away from Costa Rica and Panama and really getting us to open our eyes to the possibilities of these other countries within Central and South America has been great. I mean, we're saving a lot more money. It's more authentic. You know, you go to Costa Rica, it's not so much an authentic Latin experience because it's been gringoized, like Disneyland. The other things that we learned on the seminar about even just doing business here and in relation to our existing business in the States, I think that we're going to be able to benefit quite a bit financially because of the information that we learned. It's definitely helped with our transition coming down here. I even know, like when we went to Costa Rica, we experienced things that we never understood why things were kind of happening the way that they were. Between your show and the seminar, we kind of have an idea of something happens. We're like, oh, okay, that's why they're doing this. Just little things even to speed up our learning curve coming down here because it is a big culture shock. Already, we've probably added 10 years to our lives. I almost feel like you can, like even just walking down the streets in Antigua, you can almost tell who just got there and who has been there a while just by their demeanor, by the way they're walking, by the way they're navigating the cobblestones. You know, you can tell the people that have been there a while because they just look more relaxed. It was so informative, geared to giving people information on what it is really, really like living down here, as opposed to just what you see in the magazines and fancy websites and everything. It's what to really, really expect. I thought the seminar was fantastic. I would say it was geared towards the average guy. I don't think it was geared towards backpackers, you know, people who want to be living in hostels and living on $5 a day. Just regular people like us. I mean, up in the States, we're, I guess you could consider us middle class, although that's rapidly deteriorating up there, and the middle class is getting squeezed so hard up there that I think that there are a lot of people like us who used to have enough money to be comfortable, but things are getting so expensive up there, and the way things are going, it's like you look at your money and you realize that, wow, I'm not going to ever be able to retire. As long as you're working your butt off, you're doing fine, except you can't ever stop. So you start looking at the rest of your life and you just realize that you're on this treadmill that you're not going to be able to get off. So I think the seminar was basically geared at anyone middle class and higher who start looking at their lives like, wow, I can't keep doing this. I need a way out. And I think that Latin America is that way out. I learned an enormous amount of information in a short time. I mean, it just gave us such a head start in living down here. And even if you didn't want to live here, even if you just wanted to spend a few months a year here, there was still a ton of information. We definitely did sit down in a couple situations in a classroom type of setting, but it was outdoors and there's butterflies flying around our heads and we're drinking the best coffee in the world while we're doing it. So it was very comfortable. It was laid out in a manner that was easy to understand. It wasn't boring at all. I mean, all you could do to pay attention and just keep writing things down like golden nuggets of information. I thought we were very well taken care of. The restaurants were all fantastic that we went to. Meeting the translator girls was pretty great too. They were all really great stories and I couldn't believe how well they spoke English. That really surprised me actually. And they treated us really good. I mean, we felt very, very well taken care of in the entire seminar. We felt extremely safe the entire time. The whole group was walking through town at night, and yeah, we all felt very safe. We actually have recommended the seminar to friends and family. This entire experience that we've been sharing with our friends and family has perked the interest of a lot of people, and now they're drilling us with questions, and they are starting to ask us when the next seminar is too, because it's hard to relate everything that we learned to other people, and we just keep telling them, well, you got to listen to the show, and next time he has a seminar, I think it's a must. If you were just on your own coming down here, it would take a long time to learn all that on your own. You know, you mentioned on your show that gringos tend to be somewhat of low-level rock stars, and I actually experienced something the other day. There was a little parade going through town, and they had these big fire trucks with all of the firemen and women standing on the truck going through, and they're blazing their horns and their sirens and waving at everyone on the street. And I watched them coming down the street, and they were just kind of waving at people, and the Guatemalan people were waving back to them on the side of the street, and they passed us. And I looked over and I smiled and I gave him a big wave, and all of a sudden the entire fire truck broke out in cheers and applause. They were so happy that I waved at them. It was so funny, and it was such a different reaction than I saw down the street with the regular people waving at them. It was pretty funny. I think any doubts that we had before we moved here have completely gone away. We had a lot of fears about safety, and we had fears about, is it really going to be as inexpensive as Johnny says, and are we really going to be able to find business ideas? I think there are a ton of business opportunities here. Any fear that we had is gone.